Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. The Brand as Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called A Case Against User-Generated Ad Contests. Last week, AdAge announced that Anheuser-Busch InBev is holding an online contest in China in which consumers can pitch ideas for a Budweiser TV spot which will run during next year's Chinese New Year. The only brief to the aspiring ad makers is, the commercial must include ants, which I guess is a recurring theme for the brand's Chinese New Year ads. I'm liking this idea about as much as I did when these so-called user-generated content ads first emerged as an advertising approach a few years ago, which is to say, not much. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not against engaging consumers in conversations about brands as a way of stimulating word of mouth. And surely content that brand fans create can be powerful expressions of the brand. What concerns me is established brands actively soliciting user-generated commercials in widely publicized contests. A few years ago, I wrote a couple of pieces explaining my concerns about and words of caution for such an approach. One was published by Brand Channel, the other by iMedia Connection. Here's a recap of my main points. First, lack of brand consistency. Branding 101 says brand strength is developed by expressing and delivering the brand promise consistently across all touch points and over time. A clear, specific, strategic brief is the tool that delivers such consistency. When a marketer invites different people to create ads without such a brief, isn't brand inconsistency sure to result? And just so we're clear, I don't think requiring the use of ants counts as ensuring brand consistency. My second point, not demonstrating brand leadership. The TV ads everyone points to as having been the most disruptive and therefore the most successful are ones that represent the thought leadership of the brand. Think Apple's 1984 commercial and Nike's original Just Do It campaign. No consumer, no matter how talented or cool or brand fanatical, would have ever come up with those ads. This is because consumers only know what they know at the moment. That is, they know why they like a product, for example. But they don't know the vision of the brand. They don't know the company's dreams and aspirations for the brand, and so they lack the insight and foresight to realize an ad's full potential. Their ads may be entertaining, but they won't further brand leadership. Third point, a missed opportunity to foster internal brand integration and alignment through the creative development process. I fear ad contests cheat the companies that run them. Part of the benefit of the creative development process is the internal discipline it requires and the unity it creates. A team that takes the time to develop a campaign, to do the hard work of distilling down everything that could possibly be said about a brand into a simple, single message, and to search for a way of expressing the message that is worthy of the brand is all the better for it. The debates and trade-offs inherent in the creative process result in a clarity on and commitment to the brand. This clear, consistent, common understanding of the brand serves the company well in everything else it does. Companies that sidestep this valuable process and simply screen consumers' ads like judges of a beauty contest are cheating themselves and all their stakeholders, including customers, out of the critical benefits of internal brand integration and alignment. The last point is not real consumer engagement. The ads that win these contests and get exposure are rarely created by regular users of the product. They're made by aspiring filmmakers and prosumers looking for their lucky break. Case in point, the Doritos contest winner whose spot aired during the 2007 Super Bowl is not a consumer. He's a partner at a firm that specializes in creative video production. According to Doritos' website, his firm was, quote, looking for any opportunity to launch the company into the public eye. This last point actually leads to my overarching point of view about user-generated ad contests. I believe consumer-generated content is most effective when it happens organically. That is, when real brand users feel so strongly about a brand that they take the initiative to create something which expresses their feelings and then share it with their friends and sometimes the world. The authenticity of such content makes it a much more effective promotion for the brand. Do you disagree? Please share a comment on my website, DeniseLeeYon.com.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at DeniseLeeYon.com. Take care and thanks again.